What's going on, everybody? This is the Let's Talk Divots podcast. I'm your host, Casey Johnson, somebody who walks inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour, and I'm joined by my co-host, Captain Ronnie Dunn. Ron wears many hats and also gets to walk inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour. We are coming at you with a perspective, just trying to grow women's golf. We're out here, you know, we get to see it firsthand, and we want to just communicate it to you, the listener. There's nobody else out here really doing it, and we just, you know, we believe in the game. We love the game. We love the women's game. We want to help it grow, and we'd like you to help us help it grow. And you can do that by sharing it, liking it, commenting, you know. But really the best thing that you can do, if you've liked one of our episodes, is just go ahead and pass it off to a friend. It's the best form of marketing, and you know, if you're satisfied with the product, then we'd really appreciate that. But even if you want to go the extra mile, a little share on your social media page, your Facebook, your Twitter, we are at Let's Talk Divots on all those feeds. You can find us anywhere. Type us into Google. We will pop up. And we've had some great guests on here. Christina Kim, Gabby Lopez, lots of, you know, Jerry Foltz, Karen Stupple, so many. We got more coming through the pipeline. So once again, at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. And go ahead, share us with your friends. Ronnie, what's happening, brother?
Oh, living large in Philadelphia, PA. Love it down here.
My first time Pennsylvania, man. Got to say, I'm a fan.
Mine too. Beautiful city, a lot of beautiful homes out there by over by the Romanek Golf Course. But yeah, what a great week it was.
We absolutely scored. We scored weather. We scored golf course wise. KPMG major week, and it really just didn't disappoint. Where do you want to start, brother?
Well, let's start a little bit about that golf course. You know, in the club itself, Romanek. Jesus, 1928 Donald Ross design, 6,577 yards. Only two par fives out there, so it's par 70. Bent grass greens, bent grass fairways, just a beautiful, picturesque 176 bunkers on that place, man. That is a lot.
I mean, I've seen a lot of golf courses, and, you know, KPMG's been on board for 4 or 5 years now, and, you know, one of the things that they want to do is, you know, up the pay. They want to make it, you know, similar to what the best golf courses, what the men see. The PGA of America is just, like, really, really stepped up in partnership with the KPMG, and so a huge shout out to them. But Aronimink Golf Club, you know, it's hosted major championships for the men, for the seniors, and just what a phenomenal golf course. It's so just playable in front of you, difficult, huge greens. Like you said, Donald Ross, who I'm learning that you guys really love here in America, but I've got to play some of his golf courses, and he's just a fantastic designer right all the way through. But what a fantastic week, a fantastic property. You just get up there, and, you know, you're right when you pull in, you're just ear to ear grinning. The clubhouse, phenomenal. The golf course conditions, and just, yeah, I mean, I could sit here and spitball all day, but Aronimink Golf Club, KPMG, just a world-class facility for the ladies to play on this week.
Oh, yeah. When we showed up Monday morning, the weather was just perfect for us. It was a picture-perfect day. The fairways were impeccable. The greens were impeccable. Just an old-school, beautiful clubhouse. The clubhouse was built in the 1800s. Donald Ross, like I said, designed it in 1928. But just the practice area, two huge putting greens right outside the clubhouse. The number 9, the number 18th fairways, greens come right back to the clubhouse side by side. I've stood up there for the quite a few times, just sitting there watching both greens, right to the right, right to the left. The number 1 tee, how about that? It's kind of like Riviera Country Club, 75 feet down to the fairway. Just a beautiful, beautiful way to start the round out there.
And just, it had that feel to it, right? Right from the beginning of the week, you come in there, they just do it so well, the PGA of America and the KPMG.
KPMG stepped it up all the way. You come through those gates right off the bank, you look at that clubhouse, everything was impeccable. The only thing we missed again is the fans. But
yeah, well, you know, it felt a little bit fan-esque out there. But, I mean, you get on property and it's just, you know, no dime was expensed. You know, there's finally, you know, we got cameras, we got TV towers everywhere. And it was just, you know, a surreal week from my perspective. I was at the KPMG last year, but it felt like golf again. We'll get into it a little bit, but there were some fans. I think some members were allowed, some guests out there, and there was definitely, some clapping and whatnot when a good shot went off. I mean, minimal people for sure from what we're used to in that situation, but it was good to see some people walking the ropes. When after the trophy celebration with everybody hoarding back to the clubhouse, I was like, oh man, I haven't been around this many. Like, I kind of, everybody's tested, okay, but I was like, I was like almost rubbing elbows with a bunch of people, it felt like I was in a crowd for the first time in however long.
Yeah, this was our 13th event of 18 this year, our third major, the KPMG, but man, KPMG has just stepped it up. Can't say it enough what a great tournament this was and what they do, the way they feed you, the way they just give you the rental cars, everything is top of the line here at the third major of the year.
All right, well, let's start with the week. I mean, the golf course, through the practice rounds was playing beastie. It seems like all the girls loved to play. It tipped out at the farthest way back for whatever reason. It never plays that quite that long of practice rounds. But, I kind of set the winning score. My over-under was 10. Minus 10. I just, these players are really, really good. And, certainly didn't look like that after day one. They kind of dialed it back a little bit. After day one, I got to say, myself and my player were contending into clubhouse lead at three under. Did somebody get to four?
On day one, I think so, yeah. Somebody did get to four,
but
right at the end.
Either way, it certainly wasn't.
You guys
looking...
were three under after four holes, head of the leaderboard right there. I saw Kelly Tan's name, got some TV time, the first three birdies in the first four holes. What was that all about?
That was a fun day. Just made putts right off the bat, right? I mean, that's the thing with the Ronnemann Golf Club. The greens are huge. You could build shopping malls on them. So like Gary Player said, Gary Player won a major there, and he was there this week. I think he's an honorary member. But hit to the middle of the green, putt to the corners, be patient, and, take what you get. And right off the bat, Kelly, birdied the first two. And then even, chipped in on her fourth hole with like a, chipped in with her putter, but, just made some 25 footers, which you had to do. And I guarantee Sung Young Kim did, all week long. We just happened to only do it in round one was the thing.
Yeah. Gary Player was on site on Saturday. I did see him walking around. He won his third of nine, majors here at PGA Championship in 1962. Some of the past champions here, just leaderboard, Nick Watney, Justin Rose. I mean, Keegan Bradley, even his aunt Pat Bradley won up here. Now we're going to some of the ladies that won here. Mickey Wright, a four-time PGA Championship. Nancy Lopez, three times. Annika did it three times in a row. A little shout-out to her. 50th birthday was on Saturday. Happy birthday to Annika. Imbi Park, three times. She won it three in a row. 13th, 14th, and 5th, and she was right up there on the leaderboard. But just the course was just unbelievable. Going back to day one, though.
Day one played
so hard,
beautiful,
man. Beautiful. And you guys were right up there, man, top of the leaderboard. So happy to see Kelly Tan's name up there. You guys just blaze it up. People were following you guys.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Cameras were out every shot. Had 47 missed messages when I finished with all the TV time. So that's always good for your family and stuff to see. But the golf course played so tough with all that wind.
Only 12 ladies under par on day one.
Yeah, and, just played different every day throughout the whole week. Day two, the wind wasn't quite as much, but I thought the greens firmed up a little bit, and, the pin placements were a little bit tougher. But it just all depends. There's always every day, it's tough to put four rounds together. There's never going to be somebody going four straight days, especially in a major championship. You're going to make some bogeys out there.
And no bogey-free rounds that day at anybody.
Which day? Day one?
Day one.
Really?
Yeah, day two also.
Good stat, man. Where'd you pull that one from?
Oh, I kind of watch the TV while you're out there walking the loops. I'm in the RV just checking it out on TV. Then I go out there and kind of cruise around. But it was just a beautiful day. The weather held up. Even sprinkles just barely today. They said it was going to rain today. They went out early today. We got that stuff done real early for TV. I guess it's a football season. They want to watch a little NFL.
Yeah, I thought the golf course played extremely fair. The cut ended up being a six over.
Plus six,
which is, good. And the leaders were, what would they have been after day two there? Ronnie, you got that?
Day two was six under.
Yeah, six under. So, anything can happen. But, definitely scoreable, as you saw on the weekend. Lots of players going under par, but six
man,
over cut.
What a beautiful course. The green complex at 10 and 8. They kind of run into each other. It looks like one green, but there's actually a little collection area between the two with finely cut grass there. It was just, from the highest point on the thing, you can see quite a bit of the holes. Not very many trees out there. I was surprised at that for being such an old course, but rough wasn't that rough, but if you were out there, it was definitely penal.
Yeah, it's you know what? That's why it's so fair. That's why I said it's fair, is like it's so wide, to be honest with you. You know, kind of like a driving range out there in a lot of regard. And then, you know, you can, you know, just kind of like where'd the men play the U.S. Open there a couple weeks ago? Wingfoot.
Wingfoot.
They said you could always, you get in the rough, you can always run a shot up the front of the green. And that's what this golf course was built like. So if you do get in the rough, which wasn't actually terrible, you drew some pretty good lies in there, but you could always just, chunk one up the front of the, you know, like the little tumbler, we call it, right? Like tumble it up, land it 20 short and let her go up. But, so it's just super fair and everybody can kind of, you know, get up there, even if it is with a longer iron. But, you know, some of those players that are spinning and hitting a long way, like Carlotta, Brooke, you know, all the typical players definitely have a little bit of an advantage coming in there, being able to spin it on those greens. I mean, we were talking about it after the round today with Kelly and I, watching Si Young come in and finish. Like just a different game. She's flying it at the pin and stopping it, where we're talking about we're landing it and releasing it 15 meters up to the, we're playing meters 15 to the pin, you know, so we can't go at a lot of stuff. It's kind of like pick the corners.
Oh yeah, I was watching big bounces. The ball would bounce right in front of the green or on the green. The first hop was 10 feet and it just rolled out for another 20. So you really had to play it short and up there, but all the long hitters, definitely advantage to them.
Yep. The DeChambeau effect, right? So yeah, we go into Saturday, we make the cut. We actually ended up being in the second last group again for the third time in five events. So Kelly obviously trending in the right direction and just getting used to that situation, the both of us, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just a one over on your second day. That was pretty good. There's only 13 girls under par on that day, so still playing very tough.
You know what? You just shoot even par around there. If you're even par at a major championship, you're going to be somewhere around. You're going to be looking close to the leaderboard come Sunday. But for us, it was one of those days again that the putter just didn't kind of get all that hot. But man, props to the players that were jumping up there. I saw, you know, we played with Anna Nordqvist on Saturday, and she, you know, the difference is that girl can putt. She's, you know, just making everything from everywhere. But I'll tell you what, I've never, now I understand Anna Nordqvist's little yip with the chips. I'm sure she's not listening to this podcast, so I got to go into it a little bit. I watched her putt off from the rough. From behind.
Oh my God, 30 feet off the green, and she's taking her putter out.
12
Texas
green,
wedge.
Yeah, Texas wedge. It was the first cut granted her that. She didn't miss many other greens, so I didn't get to see her chip all day till 18. And I was like, oh man, she's got the yips.
One of the Golf Channel announcers here, Jim Bones McKay, was out here. Jerry Fouts had the week off, and they had brought in Bones, and they asked Bones, how many people would you see putt it from here? He flat out said nobody.
Zero.
Oh,
I thought the same thing. I just looked at Kelly and I'm like, oh my God.
You guys play with Anna on what day? Two or three?
Three.
What about the 18th green? She was chipping. She had her first chip from the rough. So
I
she
loved
couldn't putt
seeing
this.
That, man.
5 yards or 5 feet into the rough. So she had to chip it. Honest to God, I could have chipped it better than that. She was 15 feet to the left of the pin. Now I see why she putts everything.
Yeah, I mean, I got a golf coaching background and a player, you know. Like, she's definitely got some mental issues going up there. And we talked about this at when she was in contention. I mean, she's having a great year. Ended up losing in, where was that, Arkansas. But you were like, man, I don't know why more players putt from off the green where Anna does. I'm like, are you kidding me, man? I was like 10 yards off the green, but now I've seen it firsthand now, and now I see why. But you know what? She's obviously doing a lot of the right things to be in contention.
Oh, what a ball striker. What a ball striker. She just puts it out there into the fairway most of the time, always there. She's got great woods, great iron. It's just the chipping yips, but... Which she's just a great player.
I don't know about those T-shirts she's wearing, though.
Oh, no, yeah. Call out the fashion police on that. There's no collar on there. She's got these shorts coming up. Looked like she was stepping out of the pool. I mean, I'm not kidding. Well, Tiger wears the mock collar T-shirt. That became popular and everything. But where's the collar? Come on now.
I got to say, I chatted up. Pretty cool seeing Bones. Bones was our, Bones was in our group all day yesterday. He was our announcer.
A great job out there too. I must say he's got the inside scoop on what goes through the player's mind. He was on Phil's back for like 25 years or something.
26,
like that.
Yeah. And yeah. We're second last group, so of course we have cameras with us the whole time, no matter what. And just went up to Bones, say, hey Bones, huge fan, and chatted him up a little bit, saying, how do you like your new career? You know, he says he's really enjoying it, but there's a lot to learn. He feels like a hack out here. He's always being told that he's, you know, needs a, you know, doing something wrong, you know, so new learning curve. But
I love it, though. I love the way he sounds. I actually saw him pull my face mask down and masked to him, or just kind of did a little lip reading, and you're doing a great job. And he gave me the old Phil Mickelson thumbs up.
Yeah, I know. So those are the moments.
Happy to see him out there.
That when you're out here and you're just like, all right, shit, Bones Bakai. All right, let's do it. So
How about Jennifer Kupcho on day two, though? She shot a 65. She was 3 under for the tournament. She was bogey-free. I must say there was one bogey-free on the second day. 18 of 18 greens in regulations also.
So you lied to the listeners?
I won't say I lied. I just kind of forgot. And that's easy for me to do at my age.
Yeah,
but those green complexes are just so huge. A lot of greens in regulation this week, no doubt about that. But a lot of three putts. I even heard of four putts going by.
Kupcho is unreal, man. I mean, she's just a kid. She's in her, you know, pretty well. You know, I know she started last year, but she hasn't got that many events under her belt. And, you know, she finished third solo or second last week. Or was it where Jennifer Song finished? I can't remember. That was a week ago. But you're going to see this kid win. She bombs it. She's confident. She's got some swagger. She's got a little attitude. I got a little bit of insight from Kyle on the bag there.
New guy on the bag, too. Only a couple of weeks now.
Since the A&A. But, yeah, that's one of those players that it's just like grab and hang on because, you know, he's going to go for a good ride in the right direction. And, yeah, she got right into contention and finished in the top 10 as well. So you're going to see a lot more of Jennifer Kupcho, but just such a strong game, such a strong kid, strong player.
Oh, yeah. She's a super stroker, too. Much shout out to Super Stroke. But, yeah, quite a few super stroke grips out there today. Laura Davies is in the field. She's played in this. She's won it twice. Good to see her make the cut. First day, I think she was 5 over. And the next day, she even par. So she got in under the line. And she came up the last group coming in. They already had the trophy presentation, and she was pulling up the rear.
Yeah, I mean, awesome to see. You love seeing Laura out here.
Love it.
And, yeah, just to make the cut.
57 years old. She's still out there swinging it with the girls.
I wonder what it was, you know, maybe the length, the wide, the width. I haven't seen her make a cut in a while, but, yeah, just awesome to see.
Yeah. Let's get into day three, Saturday, moving day. You guys did not move in the right direction there. You had a 2 over 72 that day for Kelly Tan and you, but it was fun out there, I must say.
Yeah, and that wasn't terrible, to be honest. I mean, yeah, it was the wrong direction, but, a few loose swings out there. But, again, just hitting lots of greens, too far away, too many putts. You know, I think we had 35 putts, and that's just that's far too many.
Yeah, 35 putts on Saturday, that is true. 30, 33, 35, and 32 putts you guys had, as opposed to, say, Young Kim, her putts, 33, 30, 29, and 26. That was our winner, by the way. We haven't announced that yet, but Say Young Kim held the trophy at the end of the day.
So. Yeah, and, you know, you threw that stat out there. Se-Young Kim and Kelly Tan's stats are pretty
similar.
Same
fairways, 41 for 56 fairways. Got to give it to you on that one. Greens in regulation, she beat you by 3, 61 out of 72. For Se-Young Kim, and you guys had that would be 58 out of 72. That's still pretty good showing.
For all your kids. Oh, yeah, we had a great tournament. For all you kids out there, though, you know, you can hit it as good as you want, but if you don't get the, you know, proximity of the hole and the putter going, then you know what? Somebody's always going to beat you.
T13, you guys were one putt out of a top 10 at a major for Kelly Tan. Man, we were pulling for you. On the 18th, you had a good 25-footer with about a 4-foot break into it.
4-foot break? Watch that video again,
pal. It 8 feet?
Oh, my God.
6 feet? But yeah, but then she left it just short, tapped in for the par 4 on the
18th.
There's
no leaving that putt. That's not called leaving it short when you're putting 8 feet of break in it.
Amateur tied, leaving on the amateur side.
You're just trying to snuggle that thing up. If it happens to fall in the hole,
that's right.
Oh, man.
That's right.
You friggin' 15 handicap. Get out of here, man.
Hey, man.
I can't believe you left that
8-footer
short or that 8-foot breaker short. Yeah. But yeah.
Good to see Kelly up there, though. All 4 days, she was right in the heat and just. Right there.
Yeah, man. So we get in, we end up being group 4 going into the last day. And I mean, Se-Young Kim is on a different golf course. Like, what does she shoot? Final round?
7 under, 63, final round. She was a leader on Saturday, 7 under. And then today she doubled that and won the tournament at 14 under.
You know what? She's got 10 wins on tour, never had a major. They call her the best Korean golfer to never win a major. Well, you can't say that anymore. Wins by 5 over Imbi Park. And how about Imbi Park just always hanging around? Like, it doesn't matter. She just she's so confident. She's been there so many times, and she just doesn't make the big mistakes, and her putter's just so damn gold, right? But she finishes solo second at 9
under.
She
plays big in the majors.
And where'd she come from after day one? Like, where the, you know, she was nowhere to be seen and just comes shooting up the leaderboard.
The same thing with Se Young. She was one over par after day one, so that means never quit, never say die.
Nasa Hatoka, another great week. We were so they were playing behind us, Nasa's group, and we were on hole two, tee box, and Nasa holes out from the fairway to start. So she's two under through her first hole. Like, thanks for coming out, and you know, just all uphill from there,
yeah,
downhill, whatever you want to call it. Tied for third place with Carlotta Segonda, who I played with in round three. And first time playing with Carlotta, really, really powerful. I was quite surprised that probably the most movement I've seen out of any golf ball on the LPGA Tour, movement being she plays a power fade. Now, it's not something you see out here because the ladies typically are trying to gain all the distance they can. So they're really working the ball from the inside and playing a draw. So there's, I bet you there's less than 10 cutters of the golf ball on tour, and Carlotta's ball's got about 20 yards of movement, and that's no exaggeration. So, yeah, but shot up, didn't have a great round three. I think she was over par, but had a great round four and finishes in a tie for third as well. So
yeah, she's pretty long out there. She got the great follow-through, the long stride follow-through. She averaged 285 today, 267 on the week on her drives, and so it's a long balls hitter, and she put it in the fairway most of the time. Takes a little extra time here and there, but she knows what she's doing. She's got a veteran Johnny Scott on her bag, and she came from Lydia Ko's bag, and yeah, they're just a good team together.
Anna Norquist solo fifth place. She hold a pretty sizable, 15-foot putt on 18 with a nice fist pump there to take solo fifth.
Didn't she tie Carlotta in there, 7-7? No,
that's Nasa. Anna's
Nasa
4-under.
Okay.
So.
Good, strong finish. She was up there pretty much the whole week, Anna was.
Good, strong finish, and Brooke Henderson fell back today.
She was badass yesterday, though. Brooke was right up there, moving day.
Yeah, you're not typically thinking you're going to see that on a Sunday out of Brooke, especially, you know, she was in the final group. But, that's golf. I guess her and Britt didn't read those greens very good today. I don't know.
Well, Britt does most of the reading out there, that's for darn sure. But she's extremely long as well. She averaged 281 for the week, so Brooke gets it out there.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just a different golf course. I mean, I bet we were probably averaging like 240, so just a different world. But Charlie Hall and Jennifer Kupcho at 1-under, tied for 7th there. And again,
261, Kelly Tan average. That's not too bad. That's putting it out there.
Charlie Hall, first really big week back since testing positive for the COVID there. And again, we talked about Kupcho earlier, but just a really great player. And how about Lauren Stevenson? Small little thing, kept her card last year in her rookie year, her card, finishes even par, and takes the top 10 with Brittany Lincecome, Gabby Lopez, and here's a name for you, and I want you to.
Oh, what a young stud this chick was.
I want you to think about this name. I played with this this player twice this week, 2 9 holes, and it's the first time I've really been wowed out here on the PGA or the LPGA Tour, rounding out the top 10 from the Philippines, Bianca Pagdanganan.
Well, check it out. She had 27 of 56 fairways, but yet greens in regulation, 52 of 72.
So, and what's her driving?
282.
And I mean, these stats,
she pushes it out there.
These stats are skewed, and I guarantee there's no roll on that thing. I played with her twice. She was 50 yards by us. No exaggeration. Just another planet. She's a rookie. She's only had 4 or 5 events under her belt this year. She's made every cut, and she just top 10 in possibly her first major ever. And you're going to see.
Yeah, rookie year.
You're going to see her a lot more. She was, you seemed like she held herself when I was around her. She's a pretty quiet kid, maybe a bit of introvert around, you know, she's a rookie.
She's young. She's just not used to the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bianca's going to get it done.
But, you're going to see that name a whole lot more. So super shout out to Bianca because this kid's going to be really,
I think she
really
went
good.
77, 65, 65, and I'm not sure what she shot today. Give me a second here. It was not very good, though.
Oh, well, not very good. It's one over, man.
No, today? Huh? 77 today. But she went 77, 65, 65, 77.
So,
plus 7.
Who? Bianca? What are you talking about?
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, what'd she finish at?
No, she finished even for the tournament, dude.
Okay, well, she had two back-to-back 65s.
Correct, and, correct. She shot one over today or something.
Bookended by 77s.
Maybe three over. But anyway, look out for that kid. We're off on our stats.
She was seven over today.
That wouldn't add up, man. 2 7 overs is 14 over. And
10 on that, so she'd been four over. Yeah, maybe not.
Anyway, let's move on. I don't think the listeners really care about our little feud here. But yeah, what a great week. Played with Danielle Kang today. Was a little interested in that. Obviously, number three player in the world. Watched her a lot on TV. Big reputation out there. Had a bit of a tough day out there. Six over and a little bit of a meltdown. You know, I'm not going to get into too much detail, but sport is an interesting thing, and it can get to the better of anybody. So any junior golfers or amateur golfers out there, you can spiral out of control. You got to control your emotions, and we have no issue of thinking that Danielle, obviously she's one of the best in the game, is gonna bounce back. But
she's a furious player out there.
Very,
she's
very
like
furious.
Sergio out there in the bunker. I saw her in the sand trap one time. She threw her. She made not a bad bunker shot, and then threw her club in the sand trap. Pulled a Sergio out there.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a bad bunker shot. Not bad for 15
not
handicap.
Not bad for me. She got it out in one.
When you're a major, she got it out in one. When you're a major champion, then the 40 feet.
Yeah, but
to
the throwing of the club, that's a bit much.
Yeah. You know what? So again, it happens. It means you care. We've seen some of the best players on planet throw their clubs. Rory McIlroy's throwing his club right into the water on coming down a hole in the middle of a golf tournament. Never are they proud of those moments. But you know what? I've had this situation come into hand with lots of junior golfers and, people that I coach. And one of the things that I always say is like, well, you know what? At least I know you care, you know, but you do need to be able to control that. You know, there's cameras everywhere. There's peers are looking at you, just good thing there's no fans out there watching that sort of thing. It could have been a different story if there was.
But there was a great field. I mean, 9 out of the top 10 in the world were there.
It's a major, dude. Of course it's a great field.
Jin Young Ko is just not around. That is loud. The bells were ringing.
Sorry about that, team. My boss is calling me.
Oh, take it.
No, God, no. He said, hey, Kelly Tan, you're live on the air.
Let's go,
honestly,
baby.
If I picked that up, she would have been on there, too, because it's connected to the Bluetooth. But
yeah, speaking of the bells ringing out there, I walked out to the Thursday and Friday, about 5:30, I walked out of the rig and went up to the 9th and 18th green complex right in the middle. I got the 9th on the left, the 18th on the right, a par 4. The sun is setting in the background at 6 o'clock. The bells from some church are ringing for like 10 minutes long. Shadows are long. The most beautiful feeling. I mean, I just love being out there watching these ladies play.
Yeah, no, can't wait to get on the roll again and keep rolling. Can't wait till the next major. How about our little trip to Philly? We went and ran the Rocky Steps.
Went into Philly.
Saw the iconic steps, ran them.
First day here, Monday night. What'd you have for dinner?
Philly cheesesteak. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's cool. We went and rented some bikes, rolled around Philadelphia. A lot of history in this city. Had a great day with
a couple of the loopers at the top of the steps. We were up there running the steps, and they kind of leisurely walked up the steps. They had a long day, 18 holes before them, but Casey and I both ran the steps, rented some bikes, cruised out, saw the Liberty Bell. Casey saw, that's your bell. Everything is bigger and better in Canada. But Casey did see the Liberty Bell. I wasn't sure what the bell was, but so that was a little not that exciting.
But yeah, man, looking forward to a week off. We got the rig fired up. Might have a few too many cocktails tonight. Why not? We've been working hard, and we'll see y'all in Georgia.
Yeah, well, say young Kim, man, give it up one last time. She lifted that 2.5-foot, 25-pound LPGA championship trophy with Paul Fusco on the bag, who's got many victories himself. But he's caddied on the men's tour, too. He had VJ's bag for a few years there. But he gets it done with Sae Young first time. That's Sae Young's only caddy. 5 years she's been out here, and it's been Paul.
Wow, I had no idea. That's awesome. Yeah. We've talked to Paul Fusco. He's going to come on the show. I think we can pull that one out of the bag pretty confidently. So we're going to get a multiple winner on the men's tour and the women's tour. Paul Fusco, just a legend out here, so really looking forward to that. Other than that, Sunday night, we missed laundry day by a day here, but
Sae Young Kim probably topped over $10 million in her career earnings. She was a CME Globe winner last year, $1.5 million, the biggest payout ever for LPGA, and she's just getting it done. It's just so good. She's so humble out there too. Very nice lady to hang out with.
Awesome kid. Cool, brother. You got
a week off. We got a week off. I'm going to do a little apology again to my good buddy Jerry and Tim. It's Steve. Steve and Tim from Atlantic City offered us another comped room at some hotel. I guess Steve's a big-time gambler. He put some money down on Kelly Tan. Had she won, or Jennifer Kupcho, $5,000 in his guy's pocket. So he knows his little gaming out there.
Yeah, any shout outs, do us a good deed on the road, we'll shout you out, all over 40 countries now, all right? So hook us up. We'll be in Georgia, heading to Greensboro, and we're looking for some golf on our way down there. So if anybody's listening to this, I don't know which states we go through, but we're coming your way. Call us and we'll come we're going to come tee it up.
Well, enjoy your week off here. Let's fire this rig up tomorrow. We're getting a little rain here tomorrow. We're supposed to go play tomorrow with a couple loopers, I'm just hoping, but might not get it in.
Well, you know, can't control the weather. We'll see what happens, man. All right. Thanks, everybody. Again, we are the Let's Talk Divots podcast. You can find us at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. We appreciate you. We appreciate you sharing this. And keep on listening and tell us what you want to hear. And we'll bring you all that's relevant on the LPGA Tour. Peace.